Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's pressing the band. Coming out live.
Hello, hello, hello. Excuse me. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You are now on live with the Divas. We appreciate you folks chopping it up with us. This is a platform where we open up, discuss topics that we hear and see on a daily basis. If you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss, you can hit me on my fellow divas, Storm and Ray Queen, up in our inboxes, or you can send us an email at geeque002@gmail.com, and we will gladly discuss it on the show. We keep everybody anonymous unless you state otherwise. We're not here to blow anybody up or expose anybody for anything. However, we're not licensed, so we're just here to support me and hopefully can help, but we're not licensed professionals, so this is a disclaimer that we're putting up, so we won't be held liable. So we go really on our own opinions, so, and everybody's entitled to that, to have their own opinions. We sometimes see things with different eyes, and hopefully you can find something that will help you. So tell a friend to tell a friend in Capital with the Diva Squad on Wednesday evening, 8 p.m., 563-999-3577 is the number. So welcome. Do I have my divas in the building with me? What's going on?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hey, what's going on, lady?
Hey. I'm happy as hump day. I'm happy as hump day. It's a girl Storm.
Oh,
yeah. I'm happy as hump day. Just saying.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Ray Queen is also in the building.
Halfway, we made it halfway through, so, yeah. You know, that's it's a shame that we wake up every day hoping it is Friday, like, and then we wondering where time is going. Then we be wondering
Absolutely.
Where time is going. You know what I'm saying? So how you ladies feeling? All right? You doing all right? Oh, it's
well,
on July 5th.
I'm doing all right. You know, it's a girl storm. I'm doing all right. I can't complain, but I'm not going to complain. I'm just happy and blessed to be among the land of the living, you know, and,
Amen.
You know, some people didn't make it, and I'm just happy to be here with you guys on hump day, Wednesday night, ladies night, love fantasy.
Yes.
Let's get it. Amen.
Indeed.
Amen.
Absolutely. Ray Queen is in the building. And,
okay, Ray.
Yes, I'm good. I'm grateful. You know, I will not complain. I won't. Not tonight. I ain't got no complaints.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Good. Good. So, with keeping in the lines of being in the land of the living, going on with what Storm just said, tonight we're going to start out by talking about. You know, our condolences out to the two officers that was murdered, were killed in the line of duty over in New York. One being Jason Rivera and the other being Wilbert Mora, I think is his last name, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Our condolences go out to their families, you know. The reason I started with that before was there's a lot of division when it comes to police officers and civilians. And you know, police officers and civilians, because it's not really a lot of respect because, and especially when it comes to black and brown people, there's so many police officers that's gotten away with murdering black people for unjust reasons. You understand what I'm saying? They were taking a bench warrant and making it out to be a crime and killing them because then they'll say they are afraid for their lives or whatever. However, these officers were on a call for a domestic dispute and from a mother and son. And remember, we were just talking last week about domestic sending from just a relationship to, and this was a call. A mother called the police officers for help with her son, and when the officers entered into the apartment, the son was in the room, and he just started firing. He started shooting out and ended up shooting the two officers now. So I don't know what was really going on with the mother and son. However, she had to been afraid to where she couldn't handle the situation, and that's why she called the police officers. So,
right.
it's crazy. And like I said, I'm not condoning any kind of violence or whatever, but now people really don't respect law and officers and, police officers and law enforcement, I should say. The respect is going out the window because that's the precedent that the police officers have set. And I know a lot of people are not going to really feel me the way I'm saying or the way I'm putting it, as if I'm condoning what that guy did, because I'm not. However, they still set that precedent to where people are not respecting them. You understand what I'm saying? They're not being accountable when something goes wrong with them, when they commit actual crimes and they're not being held accountable. Now you just left that open for the civilians to have just a free-for-all with them. They actually putting the police officers' lives in danger. The police officers that it doesn't warrant the situation. You understand what I'm saying? So it's I don't know what they need to do to get a hold on gun or get some kind of gun control, because these guns is just, I mean, the guns is crazy. It's coming
They're
in
everywhere.
By the boatload.
Mm-hmm.
By the boatload. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you don't know, some people have a gun until they actually fire it. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard. And I just hope that people don't get on here and start attacking the new mayor, because don't expect any more from this mayor than you did your last mayor, because he is a man of color. Because
mm-hmm.
I know how things work. I know how people do.
I know how
that works. And that will start happening simply because, you know, he's a man of color. So they're going to start shooting at this mayor and expecting 10 times more, like, get your people, get them to do this, get them to do that, you know. So my question really would be, and what direction do you see this country going in as far as relationships with the law enforcement and civilians? Because the guns are out of control.
Yeah, but you know what? The guns are definitely out of control, when you said it correct. You know, they're everywhere, you know, and they're coming in on a boatload. And I say I still stand, you know, by it. Like, you know, we're not providing these guns. You know, the guns are getting here, but I don't see, in my heart, this should go storm. I don't believe that we're the ones that's supplying them. Now, yes, it's easier now to get a gun, you know, I believe, than it was years ago. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And since there has been so many killings, you know, not just cops, but just, you know, just gun violence in general. You know, the youngest kids are getting it, you know. You think people are 16, 17 years old, they got guns. You know, they're walking around with guns. They're carrying guns. And a lot of people are fearful, you know, for their safety, you know, because the wrong person get a hold of the gun and they don't really know what to do with it. And then you have a bigger situation, you know.
Right.
But to answer your question, you know, I feel like we're in trouble, to be honest.
Right.
I feel like we're in trouble. I feel like the more things happen, you know, when we just talk about the things that's happened in the last past, like, 2 years, let's just say, you know, there's a lot of police brutality. There's a lot of things going on where, perfect example, this officer was 22 years old, you know?
One was 22 dream, and the other was 27.
Yeah, one was 22. But guess what? 22 years old, who had a dream of becoming a police officer, who is new to the police force, you know, lost his life. Now, to me, come on. Like, and I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just saying, when we talked about domestic violence last week, you know, and we talked about how it could be, you know, parent to child or child to parent or parent to parent, you know, it's like, this is a prime example of what our show was about last week.
Mm-hmm.
A prime example. This is a prime example right here of that.
Yeah. Question, ladies. What do you ladies think about the new gun license requirement law for liability insurance? Have you heard of that? I think in San Diego, California.
I
yeah, they're requiring, or they're talking about requiring, a gun liability insurance for licensed gun owners. So
I mean,
people
I
are going to have to pay.
Yeah.
What do you ladies think about that?
I think that would make sense if that mm-hmm. keeps them protected. You understand? Because there's people that are licensed gun holders that have been mm-hmm. killed. Look at Castro, the guy that he told the police officer that he is licensed to have a gun, and guess what? The police officer still shot him and killed him in
mm-hmm.
front of his girlfriend and child in the car. So my thing is, I think police officers need a little more training than they're actually receiving before they put them out there in the field. Because this kid
right.
that was killed the other day, the 22-year-old, he just became a cop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now maybe he was fresh out. You know what I'm saying? So
of course,
it's not that he didn't have adequate training. It's just that. I the experience, especially when you're sending them to certain areas that are known for violence and different things like that, either send them out with a veteran, start them out with veterans, or let them start out in areas that is not as like high crime or whatever.
Thank
and
you,
also,
yeah.
and I mentioned this before, that officers need to be rotated. Don't just keep them
mm-hmm.
in a certain area at all times. Send them,
right.
rotate their area, you know, because a lot of these officers are not getting to even know the people in their area anyway, you know, which they should. They should start having relationships with the people in the area that they're patrolling, so people can learn to trust them again. I don't think that's taking place.
I think there should be go ahead, Storm.
No, I was just going to say, I think the situation, though, with this one was just a little bit different because these cops were ambushed. So, I believe that they did it, like, there was no way anybody would have known that this was about to go down. You know, like, they were ambushed from what we were discussing, you know, before, is that you couldn't even prepare for this if you wanted to, you know, like there's
mm-hmm.
certain situations where yes, you can prepare and yes, your years of experience could help you in the heat of the moment in different situations. But
mm-hmm.
when you're ambushed and just like you have, like say the police officers years back was like sitting in a car and someone came up and opened fire, you know, like stuff like that. It's like there's no preparing for, you know, you don't know
mm-hmm.
what that person is thinking, you know, or what they might be going through that might want them, you know, make them want to open fire on a police officer. You don't really know. So this situation,
mm-hmm.
I think, is a little bit different. Because they were ambushed, and if it wasn't for the third cop
mm-hmm.
that came, it probably would have been more people, you know,
mm-hmm.
definitely injured with this because, you know, from what I'm hearing, the third cop is really the one that kind of, like, saved their life, you know, not their life, but saved the people around them, that saved the community,
right.
because it could have been worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, these two cops did lose their life, you know, but the third cop that did come in, he was able to, you know, step in, and that did help. But as far
mm-hmm.
as your question, Ray, I feel like you could force someone to have the insurance, but to me, I just feel like that's just something else to say that if you shoot somebody, you know, then you have insurance. So that means what exactly? Your insurance is going to pay that person? What is that? You know what I'm
right.
saying? That person, they can't come
right.
after you personally, you know, because they'll go after your insurance and not your assets or whatever that you may have. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to read up on that to see exactly what that consists of, because to me, that might be something else that's just like, oh, okay, well, you know what? I could shoot this person today and I got insurance. You know, if they say,
mm-hmm.
yeah, my insurance coverage is X, Y, and Z, and they can have that versus them coming after
right.
me personally, you know? So I
mm-hmm.
think there's a fine line. Probably got to,
you know, what makes it a fine,
I got to read up on it and just see what it is exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would
mm-hmm.
make it a fine line is because when you get to, like, people owning guns and different things, you have, it's different levels and chapters in that. You have people with the NRA and when you have some just that are licensed, you have some that have concealed license or open carry. So there's different types of license and stuff that goes on with guns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, you would have to do a lot more research to see who, what is that going to protect and who is it going to protect, you know.
Yeah, I have to read up on it myself.
When it comes to certain things,
without me trying to
appearing biased or anything like that, like there's different rules for different people here, and that's just,
uh-huh.
And the same thing. Like I said, even when it comes to money, we could have the same bank account, but if you have a different look, the money doesn't match.
Okay, another question.
That's the same thing going with gun licenses and different things like that.
Right. Right.
So,
right.
Understood. Understood. I, in my opinion, there should be an age limit. Just like if you get to become a cop, there's a cutoff age. I don't know what the cutoff age is, but as far as to become a cop, I think there should be a certain age. Like I could not see my 21 or 22 nor 23-year-old kids, you know, protecting me. You know, at that age, I just think that you shouldn't be able to be a cop until you are mature. I'm thinking like 25,
yeah.
27
yeah.
and up, you know?
At least a 25-year-old, a 25 to start, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, go through a lot more training. They got to
yeah.
give them a lot more mental training because it's some mental training is not, you know, some people that they deal with are mentally sick that
yeah.
they're not really equipped to even deal with. So a lot of
mm-hmm.
times all they know is like, all right, this person might go off on me. I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot first and they iron out the details later. When not
right.
all situations require that. But like we said, this with these cops this time is a little different because they were ambushed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
if the call that came in when the mother called said that he was armed or anything like that. So there's some things about the story that are
right.
missing. So it's hard to really even,
right.
you know, go into full detail about it, into, you know, full discussion
mm-hmm.
because there's some things that are missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sad situation either way. It's a sad situation that whatever was going on with that guy, and I'm not sure if he was killed or anything. I'm not sure even if the suspect was killed or anything. But it's a tragedy.
I think they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was a whole losing situation, you know.
Right, right.
Unfortunate.
But you know what? It just and just to piggyback on, I don't know which one of you guys mentioned it, but like pairing them up with you know, cops that sit on the horse for a long time.
Yeah,
the only thing that I'm fearful with that is that, you know, I've ran into, you know, a couple of racist cops, you know, retired cops. And
mm-hmm.
they're racist. So I definitely wouldn't want you to be paired with that person, you know what I'm saying? Because there's different cops out there. Like, I don't know for sure because I'm not a police officer. I never wanted to be, never, you know. But I just feel like there's certain things that when these new cops come in that there should be some type of more detailed research has to be done to see who they're going to pair them with. Like, you might want, like,
mm-hmm.
I believe that they should definitely, like, look in the file of the police officers that they do have there with all the stuff that's been going on. You know, they should look and see, okay, who might be a good fit for that person. Because what ends up happening is you see it on, you know, you see it all the time where, like, you see, like, you'll have a vet, you know, there's a vet that's a cop that's been there for so long and they're paired with this young rookie that just came in and they're completely different, you know, where the cop as a vet might handle it is different than the way the rookie would handle it because the rookie's brand new. And you do see on the news, too, how, like, you've had cops that, like, step in. I watched, like, maybe I think a week ago, 2 weeks ago, there was a lady cop that actually jumped in the way and pulled the police officer because he was, like, about to hit he was about to hit a civilian that was in handcuffs, getting it. They were pushing him in the car, and the cop was about to hit him because he wasn't getting in the car. So the police officer, who's a female police officer, and you should have seen the male, he had to be at least 250, muscle, like buff, you know. She stepped in, and she, like, pushed him and was like, stop, you know. And in return, he took his hand and choked her and pushed her up against the car. So this was a cop with a cop. So when you look it up online, you'll see it, and you'll be like, well, damn, like, what could have happened? Reality is the guy was in handcuffs. You really had no reason to now still put your hands on him violently, you know, at that point.
That's an ego trip. Your fellow officer
had to step in. Like, he stepped in, and he pushed him being so big, and when he turns around, he choked her and pushed her up against the car. But that goes to show you a bad apple, you know what I'm saying, versus someone new who's trying to make a difference. That's why pairing them with someone might not be the best, you know.
But see, the hard part about that is you don't know who they are, because they protect themselves. You know, they have that blue wall that a lot of things that some of these officers do are covered up or swept under the rug. So when I say somebody, he doesn't have to be an old seasoned vet, but it should be somebody with a lot more experience. It should be somebody with a lot more experience.
With a clean record.
Unfortunately, there are bad apples. There are bad apples in the bunch, and too bad they didn't come with that warning sign on their forehead. However, I don't agree with sending two fresh officers out into the field until they have really gained that type of experience. You know, I don't, like I said, with them going in the room, I don't know if the guy was irate or if he was being whatever, you know. Maybe they should have redirected the mother to come out until they can see actually what's going on, because they really did. They went in there blinded. Like, you know, a lot of times a police officer is not even allowed in your property, in your premises, unless you tell them to come in or they have a warrant. So again, it's a lot of information that is missing that, you know, we don't have as to how this really happened. Why, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I can't, and like you said, and thank God none of my kids are police officers now. And you know, that used to be every parent's dream. Not every parent, but most parents, like, oh, I'm going to grow up. So you want to grow up to be a police officer and, you know, different things like that. Like, it just like, oh, no, now it's not the time. You know, thank God that they chose different fields.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's definitely crazy. Like, it's not something that I would definitely want, you know, for my kids. I'm sorry. You know, not with much stuff going on and, you know, a lot of people are very biased, you know, and sometimes when people look at police officers, they see nothing but red, and you could be a good cop, and you could still get, caught up in the heat of the moment.
Like you said, they're all one now. That's a fact. But, you know, I hate to get off subject real quick, because that's a story that they were talking about on Hot 97, which I'm thinking now I don't ever want to listen to them again. However, there's a guy in Boston, I don't know his name, but his family went to media because he was on the list for a heart transplant, and he doesn't want to take the vaccine, and they told him if he don't take the vaccine, they were going to take him off the transplant list. I found that to be the most disgusting thing I've heard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
I find that to be the most disgusting thing that I've heard thus far. So Hot 97, they were playing as if it was some type of joke. That's not a joke. Like, why is he going to take the vaccine for what? I mean, he has heart problems. He has heart problems. He's not in the hospital for COVID. He didn't go there for COVID. He didn't go there with COVID. He needs a heart because he doesn't want to take this data. He doesn't want the data injected in. But contrary to what they believe, again, I believe most of that stuff that they're giving through their vaccine is giving people heart attacks.
Yep. I
so
agree.
I just found that to be very disgusting. I'm sorry.
I definitely.
And that's Ms.
Mo
Better speaking.
Yeah, I'm questioning it as well. I came across a guy in one of the places where I work that was he's in the rehab, the nursing home, because this guy used to run every single day, do marathons, ride his bike, very healthy, workout, took care of his family, had a great job, great career. He ended up in the nursing home because he got the vaccination and he got sick from the vaccination, ended up passing out, going to the hospital, and he now has what they call congestive heart failure.
Oh,
and,
no.
Can barely breathe, can't walk, has no energy, and has heart problems now for the rest of his life. Now, that's only one person.
Wow.
You know? So,
right.
Everybody's
right.
Body is different. Everyone's different. But this is that. This is a true story.
It's a true story. But my thing would be, though, it's not even the fact. I think they should start giving people blood tests and complete physicals before just injecting them with the vaccine. Because now what's happening is people are taking the vaccine, their blood's not being checked to see if they have high cholesterol or anything that would cause the blood to clot or anything before injecting them with the vaccine. And if they read the ingredients in the vaccine, because I did, cholesterol is one of the ingredients in there. It's one of the ingredients in the vaccine.
Wow.
So
wow.
why wouldn't you test people's blood to make sure they are healthy enough, even people with underlying diseases or you know, and stuff like that. Like, why wouldn't you test people's blood? Like, their cholesterol is a little too high. Let's bring it down before we inject more cholesterol into their system.
Well, yeah, I thought that anyone with underlying health conditions, I thought that I could be wrong, but I thought that they were supposed to be consulting with their primary care before they actually got the shot.
Before they take it, right?
Yeah, before they take it, they were supposed to be consulting with their primary care to see even if it's okay. But just to just shed a little bit of light to that, though, even people who have underlying heart conditions and on cholesterol medication, there were still at least two doctors that said it was okay for that patient, for those two patients to get the vaccine. So
wow,
it's kind of like, and that's a fact, you know, and the two doctors encourage the vaccine, you know. So there's so many different things I feel with this vaccine that we just don't know about.
That's
just
missing.
Everything else just a little. Yeah, you know, it's hard to understand everything, but we do know what we read. We're smart and intelligent enough to digest the stuff that we're reading. So we know what it is, you know, and we understand
it. Right.
You know, a lot of these elderly people, when they look to their doctors and they say, hey, do you think I should get it? And the doctor's like, yes, definitely. You're a good candidate for it, you know. It's like, okay, who's your doctor working for then? Because at the end of the day, if it has all these ingredients in it, and you already know the person has underlying health conditions, and they're your patient, and they've been your patient for a long time, and you're suggesting that they get it. Why is that? You know, like,
why?
What is it really about at that point? So that's the question that I raise with it, you know. But I just want to share this one message that just came over, and I guess towards the end of the show, we can just talk about it, and it's The question is, how do you deal with a racist coworker?
Oh gosh!
So I did
That's
respond and said that we would spend a few minutes on it, whether it's now or later before the show's over. But The number to call is 563-999-3577, and you can press 1 if you'd like to come on the air, you know, and discuss the topic, you know, topics, because there's several tonight. But that message was, how do you deal with a racist coworker? So
that's a good question.
It's up to you ladies when we address it, you know. But it's definitely, I think that's a good question.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah,
no,
we appreciate
that question.
You know,
whoever
definitely,
sent it,
you know, thank you for,
it
you know, definitely appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
but
we appreciate
I don't know.
That question.
I just feel there's so much that we don't know with this shot. And with the story that you did explain, Ms. Mobetta, I think that that's disgusting. And I think that you shouldn't be forced to get the shot and before you can get a transplant. That's like that's denying your health treatment, especially if you're going to be on the list and there's candidates that
mm-hmm.
can possibly help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that that's disgusting. And that's your girl Storm.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's disgusting. It's nothing that says you have to get this shot in order for you to get a heart transplant. There's nothing that says that.
Right.
I haven't read that anywhere, and
right.
I haven't met anyone that said it's written down on X, Y, and Z, you know. So I think that that's disgusting.
Hey. And look, this is how Hot 97, yes, I'm calling it out, Ms. Mobetta again. I was listening to it, and Ms. Ebro and what's her name with her annoying ass voice, Laura Styles or whatever. Anyway, they were saying, well, if you don't trust the vaccine, how are you going to trust a heart transplant? Why would you even get on a list? Those are two totally different things.
Why would you compare
about,
the two? That has nothing to do with
why
nothing.
Would you? How can you compare those two? You can't.
There's no comparison.
You cannot compare them. And their whole antics this morning was disgusting. I said I will not listen to their show again. I can't. Because I was so mad. I tried to call in. I tried to call the number to call in to talk to them about it. Like, y'all was way off base. Like, for real, I did. I dialed the number to call over to Hot 97 because you cannot compare the two. You talking about a heart or a transplant where it's coming from somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? This was something that they was born with. You talking about a vaccine that you're getting from a lab that actually created the virus. How can you trust any of this shit?
That you don't know nothing, but you don't even know nothing about, you know? You don't even know anything about, and if it wasn't a pandemic, would that still be your answer? You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't a pandemic and there wasn't a vaccine out there, would you still feel the same way? Or how about this?
Right.
If it's one of your family members that need it, would you feel
mm-hmm.
the same way? You know, it's like that would be one of my opposing questions to them is, would you feel the same way if it was your mother, brother, sister, cousin, whoever, and you know that they're completely against? So what happened to the people with their religious beliefs that they, because of their religion, they can't get it? So does that mean that they don't deserve to live?
Right, right.
You know, I don't know. It's just certain
and,
things to me.
And like I said, the numbers and all of that stuff, they are reporting what they want to report to fit their narrative. You understand what I'm saying? They're not saying that how these numbers has went up since the vaccine has been out. The numbers went up. So how is it more people are vaccinated but more people are infected? It ain't because of no anti-vaxxers.
The infection rate is still between 19 and 22,000 people a day that are still showing up with this COVID. Between 19 and 22,000 people a day.
That's only the ones that are recorded.
And
what about the ones that people
just
don't even know about?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And as I talk to people, I kid you not, hundreds of people in one day, I swab for COVID. I do COVID tests at two of three of my jobs. And we swab up 300 people, maybe 350 a day. And one in every three is coming up positive for COVID. One in every three people that come in here that I test myself.
I want to ask you a question because I need a little clarity on this now. If you have somebody that has had COVID maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, then they get tested again and it still comes up positive, shouldn't they wait to get tested? Because being that you were positive under 90 days ago, it can still come up positive because of particles.
It is true, but just like everyone's immune system, everyone's body is different when it comes to the vaccine. Everyone's body is different when it comes to showing up positive on these tests. Now, I showed up positive for COVID for my second time. I had it way when it very, very first came out before they were tested. And I had it really bad. Now, fast forward to last month. Last month, I woke up with a hoarse voice and went on to work. And as I came through the door, the girls, they work with me a lot, so they know, Rachel, something's off. You know, your voice is, let's just test you for COVID. Now, I am vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. This is Ray Queen speaking. And so I tested positive on a rapid for COVID. Now, so I went on a 5-day quarantine. I was down that night and the next night. I did feel, you know, kind of down, headache, no energy, felt like I got, you know, into a fight or whatever. It wasn't that bad, and it was only for 2 nights. But I had to quarantine for 5 days. Now, as long as there's no symptoms after my 5-day quarantine, I can go back to work. So on my fifth day, that night, I took a COVID test at home. I was negative. Went into work that next morning, showed up negative for COVID. Been fine ever since. Now, there are people that come into the office and they say, I'm just getting retested. I showed up positive for COVID such and such days ago, whether it be the 5, 10, 15, whatever. I showed up positive for COVID, let's just say one person said 2 weeks ago. So I just want to be retested. Fine. We retest this person. This person still shows up positive for COVID. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Next week comes. Another couple of days go by. This person comes back. I want to be retested because I need to go back to work. I need to have a negative COVID test to go back to work. This person still tested positive for COVID. Everyone's different. In everyone's system, you know, and we don't know enough about it.
I feel like the issue with that, though, is that you don't know the person's body, you know.
Right.
And yes, some people are fully vaccinated and they say, okay, 5 days, you go back to work, whatever. But reality is some people still have symptoms. You know, some people are still sick after that 5 days.
I'm going to give you another example.
At the end of the day, I feel like there's not enough information that we have enough to be able to say, oh, okay, a 5-day quarantine is good enough for you. It's like, I feel like there's no handbook on that. There's so many answers. There's so many questions and not enough answers. And it doesn't make a difference. Reality is, I tell anybody. Yeah. If you sick, you got COVID, guess what? Stay behind home until you feel better. Point blank, period.
Absolutely.
Don't be coming out exposing people because guess what? You're positive, and now you're going out and you're mingling or whatever. But guess what? You passed your 5-day quarantine, so you feel you're better now, right? So my question is, can you still pass it to somebody because you're positive and they're negative? People, they can't answer
you.
They say, oh, well, you know what? Well, no, you really can't pass it. Why not? You're still positive.
Yeah.
Why can't you pass?
Right. Yes, you can.
Right. Why can't you pass it? You're still positive.
You can.
You see what
I'm
saying?
Now,
that's why I said there's so much we don't know. There's so much we don't know. So sad.
I'm going to give you guys another example. Now, one of the facilities, as you all know, the lines are crazy long. Crazy long. People wrapped around buildings to get COVID tests. So one of my jobs in the morning, long line, I'm talking about hours. People camp out with chairs and blankets sitting on line to get in, to get tested. So we cut off after a certain amount because we can't take care of everybody, you know. We just tell them to come back the next morning. So one of my ex-coworkers calls me. She knew that I worked at this place. So she was like, look, Rachel, I need to get in. I need to be COVID tested. She sounded like crap. You hear me? She said, I stood on the line for like 4 or 5 hours, and then they cut off the line right before me. So I'm like, I'm going to get you in. Okay? I got her in. I brought her to the back, you know, because I can do that. And she was really sick. She was really sick. So I brought her in, got her tested. She tested positive for COVID. She was so sick. Now, she's fully vaccinated. She's a manager of some wherever she works, she's a manager. So her higher-ups were telling her, okay, well, you've already been out for 3 days. So technically you're on your third day of quarantine, so you got to come back in 2 days. Guess what? 2 days later, she was still very ill, very sick. And she said, look, I can't come because I'm still showing symptoms. They were telling her she would get fired if she didn't come to work or if she didn't have a doctor's note.
Wow.
Because her quarantine days were up.
Jesus.
So you know what we did? We made sure that she got in and that she was seen by a doctor and she got that doctor's note so that she would be able to go to, you know, to go home and heal.
That's another
and
level of
life.
Right. And so
the reality is it just goes to show you that these jobs don't really care. No offense, just saying.
Absolutely.
They don't care because reality is you can be sick,
care.
Having symptoms,
absolutely.
And guess what? At the end of the day, if you sick, you're sick. And that's any job, whether it's a pandemic or not. If you sick, as long as you bring in your note, there's nothing by law that they could do to you because you have a doctor's note that says, now the only issue is I'll be the first person to say it. There's a lot of people out there that's saying that, yes, I'm sick.
That's
yes,
advantage.
I have COVID, right? And they're exactly, and that's the point. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and you have
like
that's
why
my
the people
that's why
making
job
it bad for other people.
My job did away with
forging.
They used to have WSL, which they would cover you. They would cover you as long as you're out for testing. As long as it takes for you to get your test and the results back. So you pretty much 3 days. The job will cover that. But anything after that, if you came back positive, if your test came back positive, you had to use your own sick time. You had to use your own sick time for that.
No.
But they took that away. So
right.
Now they don't even cover the time you have to get tested. You have to use your own sick time. So I said, what's going to happen now is, though, if people are sick, they're going to come to work sick.
Absolutely.
They're going to come to work
and that's
sick.
What they're doing.
Because
that's
what they are doing, coming right to work sick.
Right.
So why do you think the hospitals are so short now? Because the hospitals are short because they say, okay, we'll come back within the 5 days if you're fully vaccinated. But guess what? You're still showing symptoms, and you're still sick. So now you're returning back to work, and someone that came into the hospital, not COVID-related, is now getting COVID in the hospital. Remind you, they've been in the hospital for a week, couple days, or whatever the case may be. But now all of a sudden when they were home, they didn't have it. But now that they come into the hospital, now they get it. You see what I'm saying?
Now
a double
and in the nursing homes. We got families and workers that come into the nursing homes. And they bring, you've got to see how many people in are just bam, bam, bam. I mean, every time I go into my job, and I work 3, sometimes 4 days a week at the nursing home, and like every day it's a new person or people. It's more than one. It's like 3, 4 at a time. Just the place is full of COVID.
Yes.
It's like it's horrible.
Yes.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. And people are still dying. Mm-hmm. The hospital that my sister works at, she says the big truck with the refrigerator is back in you know, behind the building again, just like the first time COVID was out, because this is killing people.
Yeah, for those
this
bodies.
This is killing people.
Right, but
right,
for those bodies. They're going to store them bodies, and it's the same thing all over again.
Yep.
And people are acting like they don't know what it is. But guess what? I'm sorry to say it, devil's advocate. There's a lot of people out there that's walking around exposing other people to COVID. And they know that
look
they're sick.
People.
And they know,
no man.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. There's
people,
a lot of people,
people
out there that's
the
doing
place.
It.
Yeah, people
there's
come
a lot
into
of people.
The,
but I'm going to tell you, that's why people say, oh, the mask means nothing, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, but guess what? If you sneezing in your mask, guess what? All that ain't coming over here because it's in your mask. And hopefully you got a good mask in. You know?
Ooh,
when you sneeze, exactly, you said it right. So I don't know, but it's just sad. It's sad. It's crazy. I don't know what we're doing. It's just even with the mandates for the mask for the kids in school. One district says okay.
You see, they have a bunch of protests going on now.
I was watching Channel 12 the other day, and
They were showing a school that these kids were glad that they'd stopped the mandate. They can breathe now.
Right.
I'm like, what the what?
They could breathe. They could breathe with the mask on. They could breathe with the mask on. Cut it out. Like, and you know what?
Stop.
And you still have. And I don't know if you hear the tone of my voice, but you still have these parents who are sending these kids to school sick.
Sick.
They're sending these kids to school sick. And you're the same parents that's out there protesting, talking about let the kids take off the mask when you done sent Johnny to school sick. And now Johnny's infecting
the
whole class.
There's still cold and flu season. It ain't even
Johnny
really just about COVID anymore. All of this other stuff, it's allergy season for a lot of people. I know my allergies has been acting all the way up. You understand it? So it's not, all of this other stuff still exists. So people can't forget that. Like, you might have to put
it in.
I mean, I still wear my mask. I'm not for mandates, but I still wear mine because there's still germs going around and people are just dirty. Some people are just nasty.
And they're
like
not,
that.
They don't care.
You'll have people go in the bathroom and using the bathroom, not washing their hands. You got people coughing, they covering their mouth. Those are germs that it don't necessarily have to be COVID, but there's other germs still that
exist. Guess what?
So.
And that's the same thing they were doing before COVID, and now they're doing it during COVID. When they don't wash their hands in the bathroom, when they don't sneeze correctly, or they cough mouth, like, ha, ha, ha. All over the place and stuff. Like, come on. It's the same thing they were doing before COVID. They're doing during COVID. And no, all of it's not COVID. But you know what? I'm sorry, but I don't want your nasty sneeze and cough all over me. I didn't want it before COVID, and I don't want it now. I don't. And I want to make sure.
I don't know who raised half of these people.
I don't care how old. I don't care how old. Forgive me. It's your girl, Storm. I don't care how old your kids are. Okay. Now, if you're little babies, I understand they're not keeping the mask on. I get it. But guess what? You have parents, kids, siblings who are out in public being exposed to it and now bring it home, and now the babies have it. You know, the ones that they said can't get it. Now you have little babies that now have COVID. You got parents who says, oh, well, it's just allergies. It's just allergies. Well, little Johnny was playing with 15, 20 kids on Saturday outside. You know what I'm saying? And nobody was protected. You don't know what the other 20 kids got in their household going on. But you talk about Johnny can't breathe with the mask on. Johnny could breathe. If he could talk, he could breathe. You might make that hard to hear, but guess what? You have to be more protected. I'm sorry.
You can't even really get into and get a wellness check now. So try to even call a doctor's office to get a wellness check. All of that stuff is almost obsolete right now because COVID is taking precedent over everything else because it spread so rapid. But my biggest gripe about this is because if this was so God sent, why aren't the pastors as why aren't they attacking this like some scientists and doctors and stuff are? Because they've used this as
this
guinea pigs.
God-sense.
They've used
this
as guinea pigs.
This ain't God-sense.
And this is so man-made. This started in a lab.
Exactly.
This didn't I could see if it even came from an animal or something. This came from a lab where y'all feel like, oh, let's see what happens. Let's try this so we can get more money. So Big Pharma and like people like Dr. Fauci and his wife and them can make more money. And we're not going to forget the government either because they get a percentage also. So I'm struggling to excuse any of that.
Yeah, that's crazy. But
disrespectful.
Real quick, ladies, I just want to share one thing with y'all real quick. So the gun was stolen. That the gentleman had, it was stolen. He had a long record. Yeah, he had a long record. He even assaulted a police officer a couple years back. It was bad. Like when I tell you, when you look it up, you'll see this guy was a force to be reckoned with. And from what they're saying, the mother was actually a retired correction officer. So my thing is, you knew that your son was a bad apple. I'm just saying, you knew your son was a bad apple. With a long record, and a gun was stolen, and they're trying to figure out, like, you know, where the gun came from. But I think the gun had been stolen since, like, 2017 or something like that. And he's went from down south up to New York.
Of course.
So,
but she did.
Yep. And she told,
she told
the police officers that he was threatening her, you know. But nowhere does it say she told them that he got a gun. And I don't know about you guys, but if you ever been to a project building or something, you know them walls, when you go back to that bedroom, is real small and tight back there. And that's when the ambush came, right there. So when I tell you, it was truly an ambush, and it's very sad, and this guy was a bad apple, and I'm sorry. But his mother, lady, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I might not agree.
It's almost
okay.
Like she was protecting him. She was protecting
him. But she should be ashamed of herself. Because guess what? They came, right? They came because you called. So they came to protect you, and they got ambushed and lost their life. Your son lost his life, and now you got to live with that. Sorry.
Right, because she should have said to them that he had a gun. She should have
told
them the complete story.
She should have said the person that's in that room is a criminal with a bad record. That's what she should have said. She shouldn't have said it was a domestic dispute. And I wasn't there. Like I said, you know, I wasn't on the line. But when you read what's said, nothing ever says that she said he's a criminal. He has a long record, you know, because that would have prepared the officers with going to the door in that small hallway in that building. They would have been prepared. It's like a setup.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I don't want to say setup, but it's kind of like a setup.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Not even if that was a setup. It's just that she should have disclosed all her information that he had a gun.
She should have.
The proper information.
And
he has, I believe he's armed. Even if she didn't want to say that, come out and say, oh, my son got a gun or whatever. I believe he could be armed.
Right.
That's what she should have
said
that.
And she knew better. Dangerous.
You being
she knew better.
A prior officer. Right. Being that you know what it takes. You know the risk. So why wouldn't you say he could be armed? Then that way they wouldn't have approached that room like that. It's a sad situation. That was a whole lose-lose situation.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
On that note, time is of the essence. And as we all know, toward the end of the show, we go around the circle and give our final thoughts on tonight's show, Divas. Yes.
Right, real quick. One of the questions that came in was, how do you deal with a racist coworker? So we just need to give... answer that as we go around. This way, as we go around the round table, we could answer the question and give feedback or whatever, you know. But let's just make sure we include that in, you know, for the
I got some words for that. I definitely enjoyed myself tonight, ladies, as I always do. So grateful for the platform, so grateful for GQ Palace, our CEO and our executive, my sister Divas. I love y'all and all the callers and listeners. Love you all. Now, how do you deal with a racist coworker? I work with them every day. I work with them every day. And yes, and I'm so good at just keeping a smile on my face. And I deal with them with a long-handled spoon. I stay professional. I keep my customer services on point at all times. So, and I carry God around with me everywhere I go. So, trust and believe, he's not going to get me. He's not going to get me. Because I know you're out there. I know you. I see you. I see you every shift, every job. I see you. So, but it's not easy. It's not easy. On that note, I'm passing the mic on.
Okay. This is your girl, Miss Mo Betta, in the building. As far as our topic tonight, but before I touch that question. As far as our topics tonight, all I can say is, again, my condolences go out to everybody who's lost people in that situation, to the mother, to to the families of the slain officers. We just got to stay prayerful. And also when it comes to these all kind of Greek variants coming out, just try to keep yourself clean, because it ain't really nothing you could do for anybody else. So you just got to keep yourself clean, you know, take vitamins, the necessary vitamins you need to take, you know, and try to, you know, you feel something coming on, try to treat that. Head that on at the pack, right there at the root, you know. Take some cold medicine and stuff like that. You go to the doctor, they can't do nothing for you anyway, but send you home and tell you to quarantine. So, you know, drink a lot of lemon water, hot tea or coffee, whatever you like to drink, you know, but hot tea is a little better, and some lemon, and, you know, try to keep yourself safe. Change your mask often. You can't take one of those disposable masks and wear them until they're beaded up. That's just disgusting. Take that thing off of the damn garbage. That's just disgusting. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, you cough in the mask, you change it. You got to change that right away. All you're doing is, so you're not, you know, recycling the germs that you just put in it. Just put it in the garbage. This stuff doesn't take rocket science. And as far as this next question is how to deal with a racist employee, first of all, I encourage you to pray before you even get to work, that God keeps your patience and to keep your character. That's number one, because you don't want to snap and go off and lose your job for them. Number two, you start documenting everything that you see that's out of place with them. Number three, don't confront them. Don't confront them, because then all that does is say that you're attacking. So don't confront. Just document what you see, what they do that is racist, because if they racist like that, and if you know it, it's blatant. So document the things that you see and go speak to HR about that, just to keep yourself protected. And don't think that because you go to HR that you're less than, you know what I'm saying, or that you're snitching or you're doing something. Go to HR and document everything and share it with a person that knows the same thing that you know, so that way they don't think that it's fabricated or that you're picking. So you make sure you keep everything documented that the racist is doing, you know, so that way it's protected, because that stuff it shouldn't be acceptable at any job. I don't care what level of the job it is, it shouldn't, or their position, it should not be accepted. Now, like I said, then if you need to go to HR and you explain the situation and let them know that I got receipts right here, you know, and that's it. Again, keep your character so they don't bring you down to their level, so you're not losing your job. Because nobody's worth that, and I'm chucking up the deuces.
All right. So it's your girl Storm. I truly enjoyed the show myself. Ditto to everything you ladies said. I definitely agree with it all. And when it comes to the gun violence, we just got to stay prayed up and just hope and pray, you know, that, you know, we keep ourselves and our family protected at all times, you know, because as we know, bullets don't have names on it. You know, it can go to anybody, it hit anybody, it hit the little girl. Who wasn't even, I think she wasn't even one at the time. It hit her and she was innocent.
She's 11
you know?
Months.
So you guys just want to, you know, you want to just make sure that, you know, you try and be as safe as you can, you know, in the world that we live in right now in 2022, it's harder than ever, I believe, you know, because a lot of people have guns that shouldn't have guns, you know. The kids are running up and down the street shooting at each other, you know, and that's the sad part, and that's the world that we live in. So it's hard to maintain our safety, but we just got to do our best. Ditto with the mask, you know how I feel about the dirty mask and the changing the mask and stuff like that. So, of course, ditto
dirty
with everything with
thing.
That. When it comes down to the racist coworker, you know, I've ran across a few of them in my life, and, you know, I have to say, my approach is a tad bit different, you know, because as I see the signs, you know, prayer changes things. Prayer allows you to be comfortable and be more at peace. When you're in the situation, it You need to make sure that you get your point across if the situation comes up and you're in a, you know, in a disagreement with the person. You know, me, I have told someone that they're racist before. You know, I have, you know, because you can only take but so much, you know, when it comes down to the discrimination and, you know, working in a job where, you know, you might be the only, you know, chocolate person up in there, you know. And reality is the other people may not be able to see, you know, or don't want to see or have an experience racism, you know. But reality is it's here. It's alive. It's well. And some people face it every day. So my answer personally would be you want to make sure that what you're feeling is correct, and only you know how you feel. Only you know how that person has made you feel. So to keep your job, you do have to go to HR. You do have to make other people aware, and you do have to make sure you document everything that's being said and done, because you don't know how far that person might go. You know, mm-hmm. I know how far I will go, but you don't know how far that racist person will go. You don't know if it would turn into a personal attack outside of the job. You know, you don't know. So it's like in this day and age, you really don't know the people that you're dealing with. So you just want to make sure that, you know, you cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure that everything that you do is correct and you don't come across as being the aggressor. You know, you want to make sure, you know, but as you ladies know, I'm a little outspoken, you know, and I'm working. I'm a work in progress, and God's working on me and working on this mouth of mine, you know. But I personally told someone that they were racist, and I told them why they were racist and didn't have a problem saying it in front of people that you're racist, and I know you're racist, and I want you to know that I don't like how you speak to me, you know. So me personally, I don't have a problem saying it because I want people to know that this is what's going on, and when you leave your house and you go to work, you want to be in a safe environment. You know, a lot of people don't make it home from work, you know, due to gun violence or due to something happening or due to massive heart attacks. So you want to make sure that you, you know, that person should be held accountable for it. And especially if your job has like zero tolerance of racism, discrimination and stuff. So go to HR, let HR know what's going on. Keep your tab just so you know what's going on. But don't allow yourself to sit and be a victim silent, because that's what the silent killer is. You know, you're stressing out, you're overwhelmed, you're working, and, you know, and you're silent because you're not saying nothing. You know, you have a voice. Use it, but use it correctly, you know, the right way. Tell somebody, you know, tell somebody, make them aware of how this person is making you feel is what I would say, you know. But definitely pray about it. Pray that God gives you the strength not to knock somebody's head off. But we're not condoning violence here on.
That's what I say. You have to pray. You got to pray.
We're not condoning it. We're just saying, you know, that sometimes, you know, it's easy for people to, you know, a lot of people aren't where we are, lady. You know, let's be for real. A lot of people aren't. I came a long way myself. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I'm still working on myself, and God's still working on me, but. You know, we came a long way. We look back on our life and we figure out where we've been before and now where we are now. And, you know, we know the things we got to do. So with that being said, it was a wonderful show, ladies. Have a blessed, safe week. Hopefully we don't get this major storm that's supposed to be coming. So hopefully if we do get it, you guys are safe and, you know, off the roads and not traveling and in a safe place. But look out for that snowstorm that's supposed to be coming, I think, this weekend. I think it is either Friday or Saturday, or Friday and Saturday. But just, you know, be safe. You know, be safe out there. Have a blessed and safe weekend. And look forward to hanging out with you ladies next week, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Same time, same place. I don't know if it's still Capricorn season because my birthday passed. Is this Aquarius season now? No?
It's Aquarius.
It's Aquarius. Happy birthday to Aquarius.
Now Aquarius season. See how
the
Capricorns do?
All right, y'all. Take care. Have a blessed and safe week, though.
Bye. Okay.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. that into money. They gotta never settle. This view is so much better. I'm chillin', I'm winning, like on another level. Oh, you can talk all you want. See me, I can pray to nothing I'm afraid of. And I can have it all. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Drop like waves. Oh. Team love don't want no hate. Nope. I'm grinding, I'm shining. Oh. Up, up, I'm on my way. Hey. They gotta never settle. Nope. This view is so much better. I'm chilling, I'm winning, like on another level. Oh. Level up, 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 level up